You monkey with my again? I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead, you senile old bitch.
Oh. Welcome back to the Michael Merritt Show. That's how you come back to a show.
Yes, sir.
It's the Michael Merritt Show.
Get a pencil and mark this down.
Tomorrow on the big program, we're going to have our blind taste test.
Right.
We have our taste testers. They're all lined up. I don't think we're going to ask for any more because we had a third, but that taste tester seemed to have lost us.
No kidding.
Marie from Fairfax, Virginia will be here. Good. Louis Jelly from Culpeper, Virginia. He'll be also a taste tester. Uh-huh. And Buzz, Mike, Rob, Bethann, Katie and Joe,
yes,
we are all going to be bringing in our signature dishes to be tasted by our blind taste testers. I still like it.
It's fun.
It will be judged each dish on smell, texture, and taste on a scale of 1 to 5 with 15 possible points, 15 being the highest point any dish
can score. So nothing for presentation?
Now, that's so cruel,
that
Mr.
That is not
Spiewak.
Cool. No.
But I digress. We have to get right to our next guest. This gentleman, Jim Killeen, the Washington Post calls the man who found himself. And it goes on to say what he ultimately found was not a better way to be a Jim Killeen, but an inspiring truth about being human, which is not a bad review for the movie. The movie is Google Me, the movie. Let's welcome Mr. Jim Killeen to the broadcast. Jim how
Hi,
are
Jim.
You?
Doing great. Thanks.
Jim, this movie fascinates me. A lot of people, you know, everybody, it seems, Googles their names. Where do you make the connection to Google Me movie? How did that all work out for you?
I just took something that people do naturally and took it to an insane degree. I dragged the film crew all over the world with me, meeting these other Jim Killeens that I found on Google.
You know, the first question that came to mind, everybody being the ultimate narcissist that I am, I said, anybody can do this, I would imagine. Would anybody be able to make a movie like this, or did you just, you know, get the right kind of Jim Killeens? Because I think you only used, what, about seven of them in the movie?
Yeah, part of the reason I wanted to do the film is I saw the results and I was like, wow, you got to be kidding me. There were this incredible range of people. So, you know, part of it was seeing who the results were and who these guys were and wanting to find out more about them.
Now, as I mentioned before, seven Jim Killeens are in the movie. How many total did you find when you were, and obviously you edited it down, how many did you find and how many did you actually go to interview and how many did you obviously settled for seven? What were your totals with this?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, you know, I found about two dozen, about 24 Jim Killeens out there. You know, and I didn't go through phone books. I didn't go through any of that. I just used Google. And, you know, it's interesting because you start getting duplicates and you're not sure who this guy, if you've already met that guy, or is this one that one, or, you know, someone that went to Elk High School that ran the 400 meters. You have no idea how to get in touch with, you know. So we interviewed another guy that's not in the film. So, you know, there were a couple guys that turned me down. Couple of guys that, you know, just were freaked out by the whole idea, thought it was really weird and didn't want to have any part of it. And, you know, one guy who kept telling us how boring he was. We went and we interviewed him, and he's like, I don't want to tell you where I work. I don't want to tell you what I do. And, you know, finally we just went, okay, well, we edited him out of the movie.
Wow. I would imagine, though, a lot of people would be pretty jacked up. I know if I got a phone call, I would probably be excited about the prospect.
And interested.
Just, you know, especially if you're at all into the internet and you're all into, you know, technology at all, you'd be kind of jacked about this. Google was cool with this, right?
Yeah, they were, actually. They've been wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have been surprised. They're like, they let you do it? They let us call me Google. They let me call it Google Me, and they let me use the logo, and, you know, they gave us an interview with one of the VPs there.
Wow. That's neat.
So they were really cool about it, and they, let, you know, set us lunch at the famous cafeteria up in Mountain View, which is everything it's cracked up to be. So
that's the Google cafeteria,
great.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Was there the most evil Jim Killeen? Was there an evil? Did you find your evil twin that everybody looks for?
Like a mad scientist?
Right. Not really. We have some interesting ones, though. We have you know, a priest in the south of Ireland who's a priest in the very city that my ancestors emigrated from, you know, 150 years ago. So a lot of cool, like, similarities. And, you know, one guy almost became a Christian brother, and then another guy studied with the Christian brothers in school growing up. And, you know, we have, I guess our odd duck is the guy in Denver who's a sexual swinger and took
us
to a swingers party.
And I had to think that, you know, really, let's be honest. You're doing the research on this. You say, hey, you know, this is really interesting. And then you get the swinger in Denver and you go, movie!
Yeah, exactly.
I got a movie out of this.
Okay, we should be rolling right now.
Because really, I look at everybody that you've got here. You've got the cop in New York, the priest in Ireland. I mean, how unusual, a priest in Ireland. Then you've got the CEO in Melbourne, you know, a successful Jim Colleen, but the sexual swinger in Denver.
Well,
I mean, really, you know, when we're doing a radio show, you hit swinger, you got pay dirt there, Jim.
Yeah, I heard the lead-in. The blind taste test sounds kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff we do. You know, it's just filling up 4 hours every day. That's how it works. And I think it would be an advantage. You come from one of those big Irish Catholic families?
I don't. I'm the youngest of four, but a couple of our guys have 8 kids in their family. And
yeah, see, that's your advantage. When you're Googling Jim Colleen's, you've got that Irish breeding advantage that you have, where that's where there are a bunch of them laying around and stuff like that.
That's true.
Is there anything else that's stirring in your brain right now? Obviously, you like these wacky ideas.
Well, we're working on turning the concept into a reality TV show.
There it is.
So every week we would Google like Mike O'Mara, and we'd go in the big Google bus and pick up Mike O'Mara and drive him around. And
yeah, when you Google Mike O'Mara, you get nothing but porn. It's just constant porn
stuff
all
you
the
made.
Time. You know. Now
you had an earlier career then.
You know, when I think about this, you get an idea. Google me the movie, kind of interesting. And I say Google's cool with this, but I would imagine at some point did Google say, you know, here's what we want. Here, we want this little cut, or did they just settle for the advertising?
No, nothing. Never, never. Nothing. They've been great. So, you know, they participated in non-financial ways. You know, they didn't help support the production at all with any money. Mm-hmm. But
how did you finance it? How did you get the gelt to do this?
I've got a business, so you know, we do chair massage at a poker casino here in L.A. So while you're playing poker.
Whoa, hold on a second. Chair massage at a casino.
A poker casino.
Yeah.
Are you an organized crime, Jim?
I have no knowledge of any such activity.
Good answer.
Now, the movie was all over YouTube, right? And
it was, yeah. We took kind of an alternative marketing method and really trying to broaden the appeal out for the film. And in a month, we had 85,000 views on YouTube. So we were really happy with that result.
And I was reading about you. You like moved out to Hollywood to be an actor, and that didn't kind of pan out. So then you went into this this business. You tried a lot of different day jobs and acting classes and all that. And then all of a sudden, the Google Me thing. I still don't understand, because with the Jim Colleens, what, you know, outside of the swinger, and because I wish I'd seen the movie, it'd be more fun to talk to you if I'd seen the movie. What makes the movie compelling? Because obviously the movie is getting very, very good good reviews. Where is that thread of compellingness in this particular film?
Yeah, I think the thing that draws it all together is that, you know, we look at how we're all connected in the world. I ask the same set of questions of all the guys, you know, we found a theme in the movie when I asked, what is man's purpose? So, you know, we have a guy that has invited me into his home, and we set up a camera, and we've aimed it at him, and I'm asking him these really personal questions. And it's really interesting, the responses that you get, you know, when you say, what is man's purpose? What are you proud of? What do you regret? You know, things like that. What shouldn't I be asking you about? And so the film is it's a very warm and friendly study of how we're all connected in the world. You know, and you know, even a priest and a swinger can get together and have a conversation and learn about each other. You
didn't get the priest and the swinger together, did you?
Well, here's what I did. I'd had these experiences all over the world, and then I wanted them to meet each other.
Good.
So I brought them all together at the end of the film in Killeen, Texas.
I get it.
So the seven Jim Colleens all hang out together.
Yeah, and the mayor proclaimed it Jim Colleen Day and gave us all plaques, and I got a big key to the city, and we entered Jim Colleen chili and the chili cook-off, so we're all fumbling around in the kitchen over each other, and the priest is blessing the tomatoes while the Aussie's drinking beers, and, you know, it's really a lot of fun. And
who was the Jim Colleen that was the most like you?
The most like me, I guess. I guess all the guys had some attributes. You know, it's interesting because Jim in Scotland is like a little brother to me, and Jim in St. Louis with 8 kids is like a big brother to me, and, you know, it's all kinds of different facets of people that would be in your family, you know?
Well, how about the swinger? How is he like you?
He's the funny uncle.
Oh, the funny uncle?
Funny in quotation marks.
It's a good job. Did you now, how deep does the movie get into that particular Jim Colleen? Obviously, he's, you know, some of these swingers don't like to make it public. Then other swingers, like Buzz, like to make it very, very public. How is this guy? Was he cool about you exposing his life? And is there any really good exposure in the movie?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, he was very open the entire way. He was the first one to say yes, that he would be involved in the project. And to his credit, he's very open about his lifestyle. So, you know, I didn't want to go in there judging him, but he was happy. He took us to a swingers party out in Denver.
How'd you enjoy that? So, do you fancy yourself a pretty a horny man, Jim?
Well, it's not my style, but, you know, it was part of his lifestyle, so I wanted to go and find out what it was all about. But you know, at one point we were going to invite him to L.A. instead of us going up to Denver because, you know, we could take him down Sunset Boulevard and Santa Monica Boulevard, right? You know, and
you know, I got to tell you, Jim, as I'm talking to you,
I want to come up there.
As yeah. I'm talking to you, you know, you're talking about not being like this guy, but then again, your successful business is chair massage. I'm seeing some threads here. I'm seeing some similarities, Jim. Let's be honest.
I'm a legitimate businessman.
Attaboy.
All right, have you made a lot of coin off of this movie?
It's the life we chose. No, not yet, actually. Let's just say that YouTube hits do not equal DVD sales.
Right. That's
sure. Something I probably could have told you before, but I can definitely tell you now.
Where does this, you know, as far as, you know, if I sit down and watch this movie, what, you know, you talk about the common thread. And the Post gives it not a bad little review, but who knows what the Post knows? Let's be honest with you.
True.
This movie will, you know, will hold my attention span since I have the attention span of a flea.
It will, actually. It moves right along. It's, you know, we spend a few minutes with each guy, and then we all come together in Texas, and it's over before you know it. Now, it really moves along well, and people really have been enjoying it, and the YouTube comments were overwhelmingly positive. People were really blown away by it. So,
did you accept,
proud and really happy how it came out.
Did you accept any James or Jimmies, or did they all have to be Jim?
Well, I searched for Jim. That's a good question, but I'm sure that all of us are Jameses, you know. But I want guys who are listed as Jim.
Okay.
You know, and even Jim in New York, you know, we call him Jimmy because that's you know, what he prefers. But yeah, that's a great question. No, we were all Jims, but I'm sure that our given names are all Jameses. But,
cool.
You know, I searched for Jims.
Any
Jim.
Any three-name Jim Colleens, like somebody who's maybe incarcerated?
Jim Ray?
No, we would have, man, I would have loved that. That would have been great.
You actually did in the Google search, you didn't find any Jim Colleens that might have been in trouble with the law?
No. It didn't come up with any results that had anything to do with that.
You know, I wonder if that's, you know, whether it's your name or whether it's Google. I think we've all Googled our names. You got to go to, you know, I think of Google and I think of the first page that pops up.
Right.
I would imagine, you know, how many pages deep did you have to go into this search to find all these Jim Colleens? And did it keep spewing them out the deeper you went? Because obviously you took this search much further than the average guy. Talk about how that happened. How deep did you have to go?
Yeah, well, you know, the search results are interesting because it starts off as a really strong connection, like some guy's homepage or some guy's, you know, work. Mm-hmm. And then it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. It's like a rope that becomes a thread that becomes a string that eventually breaks and you can't find any results. There was some guy in the 70s that was the manager of the Playboy Club in Atlanta. I was dying to find him. I couldn't track him down, though.
Probably death by cigarette smoking, probably. That's just my prediction on that one. So right. when you go into this, you get like a homepage or you get something of the business they work in, and then do you – yeah, you know, I'm just trying to get the literal way that you did this. You click on that homepage, and then you do more searching. So Google is just the start of this, and then you did it all on the internet, correct?
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to do is I called all of the guys because I had early on I'd sent out an email and it says, you know, like to Jim Colleen from Jim Colleen. It ended up in all of their spam folders, you know. So it was important for me to call the guys and say, hey, look. Here's what I'm doing. I'm a legitimate guy. I'm for real. I'm really serious about this. I don't want your credit card information. I don't have any money tied up in the Nigerian.
Tough to
bank.
Get by that, I would imagine. Very difficult
there,
to get by.
It was. In some cases, it was impossible to get by. You know, there's a doctor that I never got on the phone. There was a lawyer who said I can't afford to look foolish. You know, so it was really interesting that the range of responses that you get.
You can probably
it's a two-edged sword.
You can probably thank Sacha Baron Cohen for that. I would just think people thought it would, you know, it would be another Borat. Well, Jim, how does one go about getting their hands on this movie if they don't want to go? Can they go to YouTube and watch the whole damn thing, or how do they get it?
Well, the movie's not on YouTube any longer. We're in the phase where we actually need to try and make the money back. So,
How you doing with that?
We're doing okay.
Just getting started.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, the money's gone. It's either coming back or it's not. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, it's out there. How would one go about acquiring your lovely film?
GoogleMeTheMovie.com. You can order it right through the website. We have a link. We have a fulfillment company. Operators are standing by. We're ready to ship 24 hours a day.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Jim. It's been interesting talking to you, and I love it when somebody just gets an idea like that and runs with it. And good luck with the movie. I hope you make your money back.
Thanks a lot, Mike. When you're out in L.A., I'll get you buy you a massage.
Very
wow.
good.
That's
See,
nice.
You're more swinger than you know, Jim. All right. Take care. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
That's Jim Killeen.
Interesting.
You know, all I was thinking about through that entire interview was just somehow you would work into this racket, Buzz. You've got to do something like this. You've got to have some sort of movie that everybody
sees.
Buzz
make a movie?
Buzz make some sort of movie.
How about he hosts a movie?
You know, it could be really like Google, Mike Elston, Google me. I could see it working out.
He has a different definition
of
Google.
Buy a nickel for every time I've said that.
How many people, seriously, in our listening audience are going to go home and do that tonight? Are going to really try to go
look up
deep
their own
into
names?
But really go deep, you know?
I've done it.
Absolutely.
I get a lot when I do it because I'm somewhat of a famous radio
Do you know there's a Dr. Robert Spiewak in the Midwest?
Is there really? Have you ever tried to contact him?
No, I don't like the medical profession.
But see,
I don't care for it.
Unlike you and Rob, I can Google two names. I can Google Buzz Burbank, and I can Google my real name, Mike Elston, as well.
That's exciting.
See, that is fun.
You have a sequel already.
Yeah, there's a college football coach somewhere, I think, with the same name.
I really, you know, here's how much of an egomaniac I've Googled me but just read about me.
Well, I would make a good film.
You became fascinated by what you were reading.
I'm going to have to get a little bit deeper. All right, are you guys ready to play a little game?
Sure.
I'm very excited about this. This is my favorite game in the whole wide world.
It
Unlike that other one we tried that didn't work out too well.
Why don't you go home and Google Tard Shark and see how many people loved it?
I'd be happy to Google Power of 10.
Thank you.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to play the greatest game in the history of radio?
Mm-hmm.
Now, last time we played this game, it proved to be so unbelievably difficult for our listening audience.
Yes.
We might try it the legitimate way a couple of times, but then we will maybe reduce the ante a little bit. Maybe the power of 5.
Now,
or actually reduce the money that you get. How did it work last time? Refresh my memory.
We have two ways we can go to revamp this game. We can either raise the stakes or lower the requirements.
Okay.
Now, last time, we started at a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And every time you got an answer right, it doubled.
We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, I should say this, the power of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating new game where you answer one question correctly, you get a quarter. The next question,
50 cents,
and so forth and so on, up to
10, which was $128.
$128.
Now,
however, the questions proved to be impossible.
They were very difficult.
You could quit at any time and keep the money.
Right.
Or if you lost one, you lost all your money to the power of 10.
And the very first contestant we had bailed out after a quarter. I thought that was incredibly brave.
I thought that was smart playing.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to play Power of 10.
So I recommend this time, just before we finish, I recommend we start with $1, which means you have the chance to win $512.
Done and done again, Rob Spiewak. I like that
questions
idea.
Questions will be just as hard, but there's more money at stake for
you. Exactly. We will play the Power of 10. If you'd like to play the game, get on the line to get on the air right now. 877-365-3636. And the questions have not been made any easier. Power of 10, 877-365-3636. We have a good long time to play the game.
We do.
And we will play it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.